You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. It is currently about 21 minutes in front of 5 o'clock. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for listening. Big news today comes from Dr. Allison Arwoody. She announced that the indoor mask mandate for all of us 2 years and older is in place beginning August 20th, regardless of vaccination status. She was asked if she's still convinced that Lollapalooza wasn't part of the problem.
We're not seeing any connection related to Lollapalooza. We've not had new data suggesting it was a super spreader. We've not seen any change in terms of the demographics here in Chicago. As you note, our highest case rates actually are in people in their 30s and 40s, not the demographic really at Lollapalooza. So yes, we see no connection between that event or any of the other large events that we've had to date and this recommendation.
That's Dr. Allison Arwoody. She certainly knows a lot about what she's talking about, and so does Dr. Jim Adams, the chief medical officer for Northwestern Medicine. He is visiting here, and it's sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Dr. Adams, how are you?
Very good. Glad to be here.
So what do you make of the city's move to mandate now, not recommend, but mandate masks for all indoor activities?
Well, it's sensible. It's unfortunate, but not surprising. The COVID is definitely spreading, and the safest thing is just to have people wear masks.
You know, I'm trying to get an answer, not an answer necessarily, but an understanding of this. I'm fully vaccinated. I think about 70% of us around here are fully vaccinated, and yet we can spread COVID-19, so we certainly can become infected with COVID-19. But if you're fully vaccinated, what are your chances of becoming infected? I don't mean dying or going to the hospital or becoming seriously ill, but what are the odds that people who are vaccinated or out there walking around with it and not knowing it?
Well, so there are a lot of people walking around with it, not knowing it and feeling well. The people who are vaccinated, we don't know what the chances are because so many people have very mild symptoms and don't get tested.
Right.
However, the people are showing up when testing and it's still increasing. So you're going to hear in the weeks ahead some recommendations for boosters for people with weak immune system, maybe boosters for everybody, get the immunity higher. If you are vaccinated, you're not going to get seriously ill if your immune system is strong. But we really want to be safe and protect the people with weaker, even weaker immune systems among us.
Our phone number is 312-981-7200. We're talking to Dr. Jim Adams. He is the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine. You can ask a question about COVID-19, which certainly is front and center, but how about your aching knee, anything like that? Doctor, is there any medical subject that you're not equipped to handle right now?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot that I'm not equipped, and I'll admit it if I don't know.
Let me read this text to you. I'm interested in what you think of this. I kind of went off a few minutes ago on people who don't get vaccinated. I've especially frustrated today, but here's a text from someone who disagrees with me. Getting the vaccine is a personal choice. I'm sick of people shoving a vaccine, which is not approved by the FDA, down everyone's throats. I have an amazing immune system and do not need the vaccine. Gone 18 months without getting COVID. What do you make of that?
Well, I trust that person is healthy and glad to hear it. However, through the course of this pandemic and beyond, COVID's not going to go away, and so that we're all going to either get COVID immunity the easy way or the hard way. The vaccine's proven to be safe and effective, and that's the easy way. Or the person's going to get COVID and get immunity that way. So I suggest the easy way, but the people that I know, friends, family, that are hesitant or resistant to the vaccine, I'll say the same thing. They just don't want to be bossed around, don't want to be told what to do. It is a personal decision.
Do you think that's really what's behind it?
It's a personal decision. Just make a good one.
Yeah, make a good one. Well, so let me read you another sentence in that very text. It's this: I am a nurse. That's especially discouraging to me.
Yeah, that is discouraging. And we are having a lot of conversation with the very, very few people who have those kind of opinions. Now, the doctors at Northwestern are effectively all vaccinated. I don't know any that's not. Our data shows it's 99% plus. So really, all the doctors have stepped up and gotten vaccinated that I have the data at Northwestern, and that's thousands of doctors.
That's Dr. Jim Adams. I'm sorry, go ahead, doctor.
And we're making sure that that's true for everybody.
Fantastic. Dr. Jim Adams, the Chief Medical Officer for Northwestern Medicine. We'll take your calls coming up after a break. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. Mary's got a look at your weather and traffic. It's Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in on this Tuesday afternoon. We're talking to Dr. Jim Adams, the Chief Medical Officer for Northwestern Medicine. And let's jump right to the phones, Doctor. We'll start with Carolyn. Carolyn, welcome to the show.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What can we do for you?
Okay, well, my question is, I've decided to get the vaccine and scheduled my appointment today.
God bless
you. And a question arose. Yes, thank you. Thank you. A question arose. Would it be necessary for me to get an antibody test prior to vaccination to see if I had any immunity prior to getting the vaccine?
What do you make of that, doctor?
Nope, no test needed. If you do have antibodies, that's good. The vaccine will strengthen your immunity. Just get the vaccine, you'll feel fine.
Carolyn, can I ask why you've decided now to get the vaccine?
Well, I just thought it was the right thing to do for me at this time.
Well,
I had gone back and forth a lot in my mind trying to figure out if it was the right thing to do, and I just came to the realization today that, yes, it is.
I mean this sincerely. Thank you for doing it. I truly appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks for the call. Doctor, I saw somewhere that the people who received the Moderna vaccine were less likely to get a breakthrough case than Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson. Did I read that correctly, or do we not know that yet for sure?
Well, Mayo Clinic studied tens of thousands of people and found that to be true, but I caution all of this that we believe what they found. However, there's a lot more data that's yet to be gathered. Both Pfizer and Moderna do offer really good protection. Get either, get what's available, just get immunized.
All right, back to the phones. Kathleen is joining us. Hi, Kathleen.
Hello. I have a couple of questions for the doctor.
Sure.
If I got Moderna first, does my booster need to be Moderna?
So we do recommend you stay with the same one. It's better that way. There's experiments going on about mixing and matching, but just stay with the Moderna and get the second one. It's the proper protocol.
It's pretty easy, right, doctor, at this point to find what you want?
It is easy. There's plenty of vaccine around, and they're very good. And I just tend to recommend going along with the protocol and not experimenting on our own.
Kathleen, did you have a second question?
Yes, I did. About the time that I would be due to get my booster at the end of October is when I typically get a flu shot. Should I get a flu shot this year? And can I get them on the same day, or do I have to space them out?
So, yes, get a flu shot this year for sure. And right now, the latest thinking is it's probably fine just to get them together. In fact, there's experiments going on about putting them in one shot so people don't even have to get stuck twice. So I just say do what's convenient for you. So far, there's no recommendation for spacing.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it, Kathleen. Thanks very much. We're going to jump right up to Mike now. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hello, sir. How are you?
Great. Thanks. What's your question?
Okay, doctor. I have been diagnosed with atrial fibrillation. Last year, I had a catheter ablation done. I've been fine for the past year. I took the Moderna shot. After I got the second Moderna shot, the following day, I was rushed to the hospital. I was in sinus tachycardia.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks later, I was rushed back to the hospital with AFib. Now, could that Moderna shot have anything to do with the AFib?
So, I don't know. There's not reports of atrial fibrillation. However, there are reports of some low-grade heart inflammation, so it's not an impossible connection. So, but it's much, much safer for you to be vaccinated than to have gotten a natural COVID infection. So sorry you had those experiences, and I think that you're much safer and better off for having had the vaccine.
Thank you for the call, Mike. Be well, okay?
Okay.
I got a text, doctor, and I'm curious about this now, that says essentially, I think there are way more breakthrough cases than I reported. My husband and myself, 70, had Moderna vaccine. My son in his 30s had the Pfizer vaccine. And she says we all contracted COVID. We thought it was a cold, congested, runny nose, cough, and tired. No loss of taste or smell, no fever, no aches, no idea it was COVID. Only decided to be tested as we were out of town. Does that sound like a breakthrough case to you?
It does. So that description is very, very different than what COVID was like last spring, but it's exactly the breakthrough cases we're seeing. It's runny nose and congestion. It's like a cold.
Wow.
And so I've heard that story over and over where people were just said, I'm going to get tested, and it turned out to be COVID.
Doctor, I had those very conditions about 10 days ago. Chest congestion, runny nose, and I thought because I was sneezing and a runny nose that it was cold. Should I get tested for antibodies?
Well, so I wouldn't get tested for antibodies. I think that it's either way, it's passed. However, we are seeing other respiratory viruses, rhinovirus, RSV, other viruses, which are far more likely, but now it's hard to differentiate.
Listen, Dr. Jim Adams, the chief medical officer for Northwestern Medicine, it's always a thrill to talk to you and highly informational. So thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Jim Adams there. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News.